Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Today is Karen Ranz. She's a nationally recognized expert on angel investing and entrepreneur growth. Karen, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so very much, Christopher. Excited to be here.
So you have this very, 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 very beautiful picture on LinkedIn. First, of course, your profile, very professionally done. You've been featured on various news organizations like Fox and CBS and NBC, but you also have this amazing picture. It's Congaran Capital Holdings. What is this road to generational wealth?
So generational wealth, I believe, comes, if you think about it, entrepreneurism is a successful entrepreneur is the greatest way to create wealth. And so you create most generational wealth has come from, you know, the matriarch, the patriarchs that were entrepreneurs and passed that down from generation to generation. And the second greatest way to become wealthy or create generational wealth is by being an investor in successful entrepreneurs. And throughout history, they have been intertwined. And so the road to creating great wealth, and the picture is of like a river or a road, however you're going to get there, you're going into the gold and then their hills. That's kind of what that light is in the back of it. And so, you know, to me, compassionate capitalism fuels that. And you just have to pick, are you going to be the entrepreneur or are you going to be the investor in multiple entrepreneurs to achieve that success?
I love that analogy, Karen, because so much of life, it doesn't matter whether, let's say I was talking to one of my assistants and he's in a different area and he talked about how he's having difficulty sleeping. I said, look, anything that you're going through, whether having difficulty sleeping or making money or having a business or being an entrepreneur or building wealth generationally, people have done it before. So the best way is to learn from people like yourself, Karen, because whether you're looking at literally a John D. Rockefeller, one of the most successful entrepreneur and capitalist in the world, built this literally multi-generational wealth. But at JP Morgan, also an insanely powerful person, was an investor who invested in various things. But those are two examples of what you just mentioned, Karen. So for you, when did you get inspired about being an entrepreneur, or understanding that wealth is really built through entrepreneurship and capitalism?
Well, I would say really by my dad. He was an inventor, and with that, you know, just kind of learning by trial and error, I came to find out afterwards, but he invented the first multicolored printer for print t-shirts.
Wow.
decades ago. And when I would go and visit him, I saw him working and building this business up and work trade shows with him. It was always a completely different world than what I was growing up with my mom as a teacher. And so I was inspired with the potential of what that could do. And I always thought about, you know, when it comes to invention or, you know, people dreaming up new ways to do things, everything about it, if you look around a room that you're in or driving down the street, just about everything that you touch or see was invented by somebody. It came out of somebody's brain. And whether that gets to market to better our world or not depends on one, this growth strategies that I talk about, and also the funding, the capacity to start and grow that business. And how does that get done?
Yeah, we talked about prior to the podcast starting that you're really passionate about capitalism. And why are you? So you talked about invention with your father, but what really inspires you? What lights your eyes up relative to capitalism?
Well, so capitalism is the buying and selling of things, right? You buy it at one price and you typically sell it at a higher price, and the money that's made in between is the capital. And so, you know, and in part and parcel within capitalism is this, the emotional side of it that says, I am in charge of my destiny. When I have the ability to make money out of my ingenuity or my efforts, then I have full autonomy over my life. And so the great wealth, as I mentioned earlier, came from capitalist endeavors. And so I saw it when I compassionate capitalism and put that together. It's when I saw what angel investors do. So angel investors, and at a, you know, in a bigger scale, the family office funds and venture capitalists and things like that. But they decide to not only to take their money, a portion of their money, and not just buy and sell real estate or buy and sell stock or buy and sell a good and service. They actually decide to invest in the endeavors of others, the ingenuity of others, because they have a passion about whatever that entrepreneur or that other entrepreneur or business owner is doing. And so they marry up their desire to make money, capitalism, with their desire to help somebody else succeed in pursuing their own capitalist endeavor and take a piece of that action. They don't have to have all the risk. They only assume part of the risk when they are an investor. And then they can bring that together, and that's how our economy grows. That's where our jobs come from. That's how we get innovation in the marketplace. You think about all the everything that we have around us and the things we enjoy in life. It's because of those two things have come together.
Yeah. No, again, I hear what you're saying, but I want to feel like, again, where you got that spark. So let's say in my case, literally 7 years old in New York City, it would snow a lot. And my best friend, Jack, and I, who's 2 years younger than me, we'd always love it when we snow. We'd put on our mittens and our scarves, go out there with a shovel in hand, knock on doors and say, hey, you want us to shovel your front porch or your driveway? And they said, yes. And for a kid that's 7 years old to get paid $100, going back to you saying, having that flexibility, having that deciding factor, say, you know what? I control my own destiny. That's my own story. This podcast is about stories, about gifts. So I'm curious, what is your story about yourself? You know, you've talked about what you do and why you're passionate, but I'm curious, where does that spark come from? Was it when you were 7 years old? Or like there was a moment there with your father? I'm just, those are those stories that our listeners really most love gravitating to.
Okay, so when I was with IBM, I was in the middle of the thickness of getting the dot-com industry going. I jumped into that when I left IBM and discovered the world of angel investing and venture capital, and discovered that there were all these people that I never knew existed. I didn't know that that was a piece of the equation. And as I took over the angel investor group that I ran for a decade plus, I came to know what was motivating these investors that may have had day jobs, they may have had a company themselves at some point in time, whatever it was, but it was this compassion side of that. And I didn't quite articulate that until I was running these events, and I was in the first recession from a decade ago hit, and I saw that there was a lot of money sitting on the sidelines. And with the same idea of capitalism, that we can be a master of our destiny, well, I felt like these investors that had money sitting on the sidelines could be masters of the economic recovery, because they invested in the local businesses, they invested in things that were gonna spur us on. And that's, to me, America, since high school, when I first started thinking about what would I do as a business, I tried to invent stuff back then. I would hand do t-shirts and sell them by the pool. I would do different things, but it wasn't until I got in the middle of all of this entrepreneur, these wonderful ideas and these investors that would bring them to life, that I realized that was the secret of whatever we wanted to do as a country to propel ourselves forward as a capitalist society, was letting people understand and know that they had the ability to participate in that, participate in their wealth creation from that, participate in the joy of knowing that they helped this innovation get to the marketplace. And so as I worked through all of that, and we went through that first recession, I renamed my podcast to be the Compassionate Capitalist Podcast Show to convey that message. And then when the Jobs Act was enacted, in the hopes of not only allowing more access to capital by entrepreneurs, but on the flip side of that, all those people that had lost money from the real estate collapse or the stock market collapse, that was part of their retirement, the things that they were doing, many of them had been giving money under rewards based of crowdfunding for things like, you think that we take for granted now, VR glasses, drones, smartwatches, you know, all of these things, 3D printers. These were things that came to market because people had a desire to have the first products out because they saw that innovation. But they didn't make any money on those. It wasn't until the Jobs Act passed that people, whether they've got $1,000 or $100,000 to invest, they can have a piece of the entrepreneurial pie, a piece of that innovation coming out into the marketplace, and have a share in the wealth that's created from that. It is the great economic democratization of the capital markets, and that is compassionate capitalism. My goal is for the same way that people strive to learn how to invest in real estate, people will strive to learn how to invest in entrepreneurism. And they will share in that wealth that gets created and create other sources of income from them just by investing in these entrepreneurs. And it's just, you know, I realized that I had to be the one to do it, to your spark that you're talking about, because it's always been sort of the journey. It was when I was preparing the materials for my dad's passing, and I discovered when he had started that company that I mentioned at the beginning. He was 50 years old when he started that company. And it came almost by accident. It was out of necessity that he started it, because he needed to invent something to solve a opportunity he had with a specific customer. And I was about to turn 50. I had come out of this recession beaten and bruised. And I said, if anybody was going to do this, why not me? And I would rue the day that I'm on my deathbed and I didn't do everything that I possibly could to not only fulfill my purpose and passion and dream of this idea that of compassionate capitalism. And I didn't pursue that. I didn't live every breath to do that. And so I said, pick yourself up, Karen. Dust yourself off, turn yourself around, and get on it and get it going. And that's when I decided to write the book Inside Secrets to Angel Investing, to teach people how to invest in entrepreneurs, and, you know, really put the fuel to the fire for the compassionate capitalist movement.
Karen, that's great. I really appreciate you sharing that story. Again, we all need inspiration. It sounds like your father was a great inspiration. Thank you for sharing, and my condolences for him passing. How can our guests stay in touch with you and learn more about your books, your investing, your podcast, and your life?
The easiest place to get all that information is at my website, which is karenrands.co, karenrands.co. No M on the end. And my links to the podcast, it's on Stitcher and TuneIn and Apple, and all of my social media is there. A request to have a call meeting with me, what we offer investors and entrepreneurs, and my book, excerpts from my books, all that stuff is on that website.
Great, Karen. Thanks again for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.